This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me now, Matt Breen of the Philadelphia Inquirer, as we talk Phillies who continue their series with the L.A. Dodgers tonight at Citizens Bank Park. And Matt, last night, Phillies lost 7-6 to the Dodgers. Before we talk about the game, obviously, Chase Utley back in town. He's retiring at the end of the year. Just kind of talk about Utley's return, the response from the fans, and the energy it brought to the ballpark last night.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool that the Dodgers put him in the starting lineup last night, too. He hasn't been playing a lot for them. He's mostly coming off the bench, but, you know, they understand what last night was about, too, so he got out there in the starting lineup, and I've never seen this before, but when Dan Baker announced his name in the starting lineup, that this crowd just went nuts and wouldn't stop until Chase Utley came out of the dugout to do a curtain call, you know, before the game started. So I thought that was pretty neat. It was the same type of energy that it's been the last 2 years when Utley came back, but maybe turned up a notch because this is obviously the last time he's going to be here. And it just thought it brought a cool energy to the ballpark. And then on top of that, the last 2 years, the Phillies have been, you know, way out of first place. I mean, way out of into the basement of the division, or 7 or 10 games under 500 at that point, and now they're in first place. So there was more. It wasn't just the Utley show. It was also, you know, Chase Utley against, you know, the first place Phillies. It wasn't just cheering for Utley. It was a lot of juice for the Phillies as well.
And it was a heck of a game last night. Phils fell in a hole early, used some thunder to take the lead, but the bullpen couldn't hold it late. What'd you take out of last night's game from the Phillies' perspective?
Yeah, really a rough ninth inning from Sir Anthony Dominguez, like an uncharacteristic inning from him. He really had no command, threw a ton of pitches, and then Jorge Alfaro dropped either if it was a fastball or wild pitch. You know, I thought it was more of a fastball. And got away from him, and then a run scored. But that's not, you know, it's easy to, obviously you blame that, but the things before that created that situation, that was the walks and the wildness for Anthony. And that was just, it was like a blip, I would think, because, you know, he's been so good since he came up from the minors that, you know, you're going to have a bad night, or you're going to have a rough stretch, and it's just things that are going to happen. But it was a good, you know, takeaways that the Phillies came back twice. They, you know, they really rallied against a team that is either both in first place, but I don't think anyone's going to argue that they're equals. You know, the Dodgers are, you know, the heavyweights of the National League, the you know, odds on favorites to go to the World Series, and to go toe to toe with them and not be, you know, pushed around the way the Yankees kind of pushed the Phillies around the last month was, I thought, pretty impressive.
Tonight, the Phillies give the ball to Aaron Nola, his first start since he pitched in the All-Star game last week. This is really coming off of the All-Star appearance. This is really a big stage for Nola against a team like the Dodgers, looking to stop a little bit of a bleeding after the loss in the first game.
Yeah, no doubt. This is what you have Aaron Nola for. You know, he's your stopper, he's your ace, your All-Star, like you said. And you know, just as you say that, it feels like it's been forever since he last pitched in Miami. It was, I don't know, you know, almost 2 weeks ago at this point now. And will that be a little bit of a factor? I mean, I don't know. I think it's worth at least talking about. But the Phillies, they think this was the best way to get keep him healthy, to keep him fresh, was to give him that extended break after throwing an inning in the All-Star game. So I guess we'll see tonight. But like you said, after a tough loss last night to a really good team, I don't think there's, you know, any way to chalk this up and be better for the Phillies and have Nola on the mound tonight.
Rhys Hoskins hit a big three-run bomb last night. It tied the game at 4 and really, I think, kind of jump-started things for the Phils, who struggled offensively early in that game. It's interesting. We hear so much talk, people, when they think guys take part in the home run derby, that it screws up their swing. It seems, if that's true, it had the absolute opposite effect on Hoskins, because he's come back from the All-Star break locked in.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, when Hoskins went to the Home Run Derby and people were saying that, I was like, you know, I remember when Ryan Howard won the Home Run Derby and, you know, finished that year with 58 home runs or whatever. So I looked it up, he hit 30 after the Home Run Derby. So, you know, it's convenient to say, well, Bobby Abreu had a bad second half after winning the Home Run Derby. But, you know, Ryan Howard had a great second half. So I just think it, like that narrative is just, it's just a narrative. And, it, you know, you can find, it's like the Madden curse. You can find, you know, one guy that was on the cover of Madden, you know, a bunch of guys that had a bad season, guys that had good years, and, you know, however the way you want to talk about it. So it's the same thing with the Home Run Derby curse. It's like, of course, you're going to have guys that have a bad second half after the Derby and some guys that have a good second half. And just like knowing Rhys Hoskins the last two seasons and the way he approaches a game, I really never doubted that he would change his swing or lose his mechanics because, you know, just for one night, he tried to hit a bunch of homers. He's always said, "I'm a really good hitter. I'm a good hitter that just happens to hit home runs." He doesn't think of himself as a home run hitter. Even when he was, you know, you remember a couple of years ago in Reading when he was just hitting, you know, tons of homers. He still never considered himself a home run hitter. He never, you know, got away from his plan that he talks about. And I didn't think one night in the Home Run Derby would change that as well. And here you go. He's hit already a couple since then.
Mikel Franco hit a couple of home runs last night. He's been very good the last month. There was so much talk, will the Phillies get Manny Machado? And obviously they didn't. But has Mikel Franco turned a corner here where maybe they don't have to worry about third base going forward?
He could. It's obviously, like, Franco has shown this type of stuff, maybe not to this extent, but since he came up in 15, he's kind of shown glimpses of this promise. And then falls back on the inconsistency period. So you're kind of waiting for him to pull apart and him to slip back now. But there's also the chance that he's a young player. You know, we forget how young some of these guys are sometimes because, you know, you come up and that's all you're watching for a couple seasons. So you forget how young Franco is. And maybe he is turning the corner. And I would think when you line up the needs of this team, I don't think third base is a desperate need. I think you need to get a bullpen arm. Possibly need to address the starting pitching and add a starting pitcher. And also, I mean, the bench right now, you know, I might be able to guess a spot on the Phillies bench. I think you need a bench bat. They need maybe two bench bats right now before, you know, you run out to buy a third baseman. And Franco has at least given you that opportunity to keep him at third base for now, let him finish the season. And then come September, October, we'll have a much better answer going forward. You know, who is Mikel Franco?
Matt Breen of the Philadelphia Inquirer joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Phillies, who continue their series with the Dodgers tonight at Citizens Bank Park. Matt, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
Every day in the Daily News and the Inquirer and online at philly.com and on Twitter at @Matt_Breen.
Matt, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.